It's Crazy J.
Five. Find the radio station. Uhura's monitoring the broadcast. Cut in and have yourselves beamed up to the ship.
I'm afraid I find it difficult to trust you.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. Now, normally, I bring you this show each and every week from the padded walls of my electronic sandbox, which can be found on the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant. But sometimes, we get to have fun, and we get to leave the studio. Last Friday, June 17th, we did a live rendition of the Rockin' Comedy Show at a place called Whiskey Dicks. If you've been listening to this show, you know that Whiskey Dicks is a sponsor, and we decided we'd go there and have a lot of fun. Well, we did just that. We had a blast. We had a lot of participants, people telling jokes, people having our contests, and we rocked the night out with Filthy Alibi and The Third Degree, and we had a packed house, and it was a lot of fun. One of the best listener parties I have done in a very long time. Unfortunately, the show's not as long as we were anticipating, but we're going to have fun bringing you what we have. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm Crazy J. Let's get started.
From a place hidden deep within Las Vegas, on the 44th floor of the legendary Korean Taco Plant, situated discreetly next to dumpster number 3, a man is on a mission. A mission to bring music and comedy to the world. A mission to introduce the people behind the greatest acts in Las Vegas. A mission to bring you the news like you've never heard it before. A mission to be crazy. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show with your host, Crazy J, along with the mind-blowing talent of his co-host, Paul the Spaz Ferrazza. They bring you special guests, live music, crazy news, and I can't get behind that, along with God only knows what else they'll come up with. And now, here's your host, Crazy J!
Hey, Jace, where are we off to?
We're off to a place that's perfect for both of us, Mike.
Oh, yeah? Where's that?
Whiskey Dicks.
Oh, hell no.
No, seriously, Whiskey Dicks. They've got great food, awesome drinks, live entertainment.
What about karaoke?
Oh, they've got that, too. Plus, they've got the screen so we can watch the best big games in town.
Oh, my God, you're right. This place looks pretty amazing.
Amazing? This place is freaking awesome. You should have your man car revoked, Doria. Come check out Whiskey Dicks. It's one of the hottest hot spots in Las Vegas. Come check it out. It's located on 2750 East Craig Road. We'll see you there.
Dropped into a tavern, saw some friends of mine. Party was getting underway and the juice was really flying. And I got loaded. Ooh, I sure got it. Told my pretty baby I wouldn't stay out no more. Every time I tried to leave, I fell down on the floor and I got loaded. Oh, I sure got high. Made me feel so happy while it was going down. I took a sip on every trip that bottle went around and I got loaded. Oh, I sure got it. Last thing I remember, I heard somebody say, "Won't my soul just let 'em roll until the bridge?" today and I got loaded. I got loaded. I got loaded. Ooh, I sure got high. If you see my baby, tell her this for me. I didn't mean to stay so long, but the juice down there was free. And I got loaded. I got loaded. I got loaded. Oh, I sure got high.
Of Zoolander. Just give me the face.
That is Beetle from Filthy Alibi.
That is, and he's a famous rock star, if you guys didn't know.
In his mind.
And in my mind.
In his own mind. Yes.
So you guys should definitely check us out. We're having a couple of great events going on. We have a charity go-kart event to sponsor local music programs for the Las Vegas school system, and that's going to be on the good old day of...
July 16th.
And I don't know if you guys have ever been to Fast Lap. It's off of Polaris.
That's correct.
Polaris.
It's Polaris amazing. And Harmon, pretty much.
It is a go-kart race. And, of course, everything that you donate by purchasing rides will go straight back to Las Vegas County School Systems. And you actually know how bad they are doing right now because our government sucks.
But we'll talk about that later. But we are a Whiskey Dicks. Make some noise, people.
Make some noise. Woo!
We are okay. Whiskey Dicks.
Middle table right there, girl in the glasses, you're not making noise.
You've been called out.
You've been called out officially.
Just give us one. Woo!
About the most annoying girl you'll ever meet, so if you don't shout now, I'll come and get you later. So
it's wait till the alcohol gets in her, then you're going to have some problems.
And the Laura Tabs.
Ross is here.
Ross?
Ross,
hey, Ross.
Come on up here for a sec.
Come on, tell us about yourself, Ross.
There's your mic.
You should this one or this one?
Either one's fine.
Either one. That one's shinier. I'd take that one. Looks like it has less cooties.
You should remember Ross. He was on the show with your mother.
Oh.
And he sang Happy Birthday.
Sweet Jesus.
Remember that?
Yes, my mother came on the Rocket Comedy Show and admitted to me that she had sex with that guy that has the black puppet. Yeah.
That was back in like 1920, though. They're not going to remember that.
Nice.
Ross is here because he's part of the Third Degree, and they're going to be rocking this place in just a little bit here, Whiskey Dicks.
I don't know if you guys have heard the Third Degree, but it gives me a rash.
A good
like
rash.
The Third Degree.
So, you excited, Ross?
I'm very excited. Yeah? Thanks for having us out. I appreciate it.
Got some new stuff?
Yeah.
Some covers?
I'm going to be playing the piano, some covers, some new material.
Piano? You must be really talented. Not like those fake artists that just teach yourself how to play. You know how to play a real instrument.
It's serious business. Nice. How you feeling?
Great.
Because you missed Desert Fest because you were, on Fremont Street?
Yeah, you know.
Tell us about that tattoo you got going on over there. I'm very curious. It looks like the Greek flag.
The Korean flag. It's like the Korean flag.
Green flag.
This means heaven, and this means earth.
Can you speak into the mic? That's
heaven
how we
and
work
earth.
Here.
There it is.
So what exactly is that? What's going on there?
It's from the I Ching.
For where?
The I Ching. It's a Chinese book.
Oh, ancient Chinese secret.
That's it. Mushu pork right there.
Don't you love people that have tattoos that are always like, this means something in a different language? So none of the rest of us can figure it out.
Just admit, you got that while you were drunk, and you really have no idea what it means.
I got it in prison.
You know he thought about that for years. He's like, what doesn't anybody else have? I'm going to get this ancient Chinese secret tattoo.
Actually, it probably used to say something, and then you went in and had it blacked out.
It ran a little bit.
Right.
It's cheap ink, you know.
Well,
so
we're looking.
Until you want it.
We're definitely looking forward to having you play a little later tonight. You do some awesome stuff. Your originals are good, and the covers are amazing.
You let us know when, and we'll rock the house.
Absolutely.
Turn your
cheers.
Mic up.
I'll talk to you guys in a bit.
Thank you, gorgeous.
And that is Ross
and
from the Third Degree.
And this man, is he single? Are you looking for a date? What's going on here? Absolutely. This gorgeous-looking guy who's in a rock band is single. So, ladies, I don't know if you need a couple beers or a couple shots of tequila. Let's get this guy laid. Hello. Raise your hand. Yeah, he's available, and he's actually cute.
And, it would wrap up his Friday night.
It would definitely wrap up his Friday night.
And there's a Hampton Inn right in the parking lot, ladies. You don't have to go
and
far.
How much is the Hampton Inn this evening, Jay?
It's about $100.
About $100. Good God. But it's better than a DUI, kids.
Or the Super 8.
It's Crazy Jay.
Very funny.
That's a funny word.
Funny.
And that's funny what?
Very funny.
That's funny.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm Crazy Jay. You are listening to the highlights of our listener party we did at Whiskey Dick's last Friday, June 17th. We had a blast. We had so much fun. And this show is really designed to show you how much fun it is to party with a Rockin' Comedy Show. Let's get back to the craziness.
All right, girl in the red with the glasses.
It is,
goes out to you.
It is really loud in here. I'm not used to it. Cheeseburger, not so loud. But
I know. I love the diversity here. Is this what happens when you get right off the highway in North Las Vegas? See all kinds of red and yellow, black and whites. It's good. Like it.
Right.
And guy in bandana.
That's Beetle. Beetle, come on up here.
Beetle. I love it. You're like rocking the Zoolander look. If you could only give us the face, like Blue Steel.
Beetle, of course, is from Filthy Alibi.
And he looks right. Filthy as shit.
Well, I don't think he's taken a shower since Desert Fest.
No, we had a good time out there in the desert, though.
You rocked that place.
Yes, we did.
Showers are overrated.
You left nobody standing.
I don't know if you guys know about Desert Fest, but Jay created Desert Fest many, many moons ago.
Helped. I'm not taking all the credit anymore.
Oh, he's not taking the credit. But if you
but
guys
want
to
awesome.
Hang out in the desert and listen to good rock music, hook up with Jay after the show. It happens once a year.
And it's already happened, so I'll talk to you next year. But it is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're just trying to get our name out there for the locals. Beetle, what do you think of the show? You've been on, what, 8 times?
Yeah, we've been on there a lot, man. I can't wait till we get on the show again.
Yeah?
Yeah.
$50. We're expensive now.
All right. I'll pay you. I don't care. We'll put it on Billy's tab.
Yeah, that'll be good. I'm sure Billy won't mind.
If not, Steve's over there. He'll pay it.
Sure. Tell us about your bracelets. Those are super hardcore because they have skeletons on it.
There's a story behind that. Harmony, our bass
guitar
player.
That sounds like a stripper. Is that Harmony, a stripper girl of yours?
Yeah. Yeah, wife? Our bass guitar player's fiance has a beautiful little girl. And she gave me these and a bunch more. And I told her I would wear them at every show. And
you'll wear it every show? It's good luck?
She gave them to me about almost
a year
ago.
Looks like we have some gentleman touching his zipper. What's going on here?
Are you about
to flash us? What's going on?
He's looking like he's pretty excited.
You want some music?
We'll get some music.
We will get to music, baby. Don't you worry. You're going to hear my annoying voice for a couple more minutes because I think everybody here should listen to the Rockin' Comedy Show. You should be in. Oh, thanks. It's nice and redneck. Don't you love it? But the thing is you guys want to get on the ground floor because this is a grassroots operation. Jay, how long have you been doing the show?
Way too long. No, I've been doing it about 20 years.
About 20 years, and this is how Howard Stern started out. You know, really small. We have a great following. We have about 20,000 downloads a week. We have a wonderful website, a great social media following, and you want to say, you know, you were a part of this back in the day before we hit it big.
But let's find out if there's any women. Let's call them women.
Women?
Yeah, or girls.
Girls? What about girls?
If there's any girls out there that like to drink beer.
Drink beer? Are we doing a drink beer contest for girls?
I think a beer chugging contest would be good.
There's going to be a beer chugging contest, and I do believe there's going to be a burping contest.
Yeah.
Right, Jay?
It is.
I think you cut my mic. Anyways, what girls out there would be interested in doing a burping contest? All right, what guys? You want to get your girls together? Who wants to do a burping contest? Oh, I see girl in the glasses. She totally wants to. Listen, I'm not telling you to do something I won't.
I need 4 girls, and I will buy your drinks.
Listen, Jay's going to buy 4 girls a drink. Get up here. Or is this for the chugging contest or the burping?
It's going to be both.
This is going to be for the chugging contest and the burping contest. So I can come out there and pick you out, or either you can make one of your friends come out. All right, I'm going to come and get you guys right now.
I came calling home last night, like many nights before. Finally made it to my feet as she opened up the door. She said, you're not gonna do this anymore. anymore. She said, I'm gone, hire a wino to decorate our home. So you'll feel more at ease here and you won't need to roam. We'll take out the dining room table. We'll put a bar along that wall. And a neon sign will point the way to our bathroom down the hall. She said, just bring those Friday paychecks and I'll cash them all right here. And I'll keep on tap for all your friends, their favorite kind of beer. And for you, I'll always keep in stock those soft aluminum cans. And when you're feeling macho, you can crush them like a man. She said, we'll rip out all the carpet and put sawdust on the floor. Serve hard-boiled eggs, pretzels, and I won't cook no more. There'll be Monday night football on TV above the bar. And a payphone in the hallway when your friends can't find their car. She said, I'm gone, hire a wino to decorate our home. So you feel more at ease here and you won't need to roam. We'll take out the dining room table and put a bar along that wall. And a neon sign will point the way to our bathroom down the hall. She said, you'll get friendly service and for added atmosphere. I'll slip on something sexy and I'll cut it clear to here. Then you can slap my bottle every time you tell a joke. Just as long as you keep tipping, well, I'll laugh until you're broke. She said, instead of a family quarrel, we'll have a barroom brawl. When the Helms Bear says it's closing time, you won't have far to crawl. And when you run out of money, you'll have me to thank. You can sleep it off next morning while I'm putting it in the bank. She said, I'm gonna hire a wino to decorate our home. So you feel more at ease here and you all need to roam. Then when you and your friends get off from work and you have a powerful thirst, well, there won't be any reason why you can't stop off here first. She said, I'm gonna hire a wino
when you
decorate our home. So you feel more at ease here and you all need to roam.
All right, so Rebecca is walking around the bar looking for four girls. I'm going to buy the drinks, four beers, to the first four girls that want to come up here, chug them, and then...
What do they get to chug?
What?
What do they get to chug?
The beer, a pint. Anyway, you are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get some music for you guys, and we'll be back right after this. Hey, Mike, don't you think 12 inches is kind of big?
Dude, it's huge, but I can handle it. I've done it before.
When?
Last week. Twice.
Wow. And how did you feel afterward?
Well, I was pretty full, not gonna lie.
So, has this become a weekly thing with you?
Well, I'm not trying to set a record or anything. I mean, come on, don't you think anything more than 12 inches is just ridiculous for one person?
Well, I guess I'll watch you today and see how it goes. But I think I'm gonna try the meatloaf.
Yep, gotta go with that 12-inch pizza again. Although, the Big Dick's Burger does look good, too.
Wow, I've never been so gay for a 12-inch pizza in my life. Go check out Whiskey Dick's, located on 2750 East Craig Road. See you there.
Hey, this is Crazy J from the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I'm here with...
This is Mark Curry, and this is real deal stuff coming from the basement.
Are you getting ready to try some Zip Fizz over there?
Mm-hmm. Zip Fizz makes me feel like a man. Every time I come on the Rockin' Comedy Show, I have a Zip Fizz, and I fly home. Yeah. Oh, this is good.
That's good, right?
The fizz is good.
Yeah, keep you up for your show tonight.
Yeah, gives you 4 to 6 hours of energy right there.
So check out ZipFizz.com for where it's sold.
Attention race fans, are you ready for the experience of a lifetime? Come down and experience the feel of real racing at Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. Sunday. Located at 4288 South Polaris in fabulous Las Vegas, just minutes from the strip, Fast Lap will strap you into a 200cc open-wheeled rocket of adrenaline for the racing experience of a lifetime. And if you mention the Rockin' Comedy Show Sunday through Friday night, you'll get 3 races for $25. How much? I said $25. Oh, my God! Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. You gotta be there!
Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing opens Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Visit www.fastlaplv.com or www.rockingcomedyshow.com for more details.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy J.
Could have been the whiskey, might have been the gin. Could have been the 3 or 4 6-packs, I don't know. But look at the mess I'm in. My head is like a football. I think I'm gonna die. She'll meet me, oh me, oh my. Wasn't that a party? Someone took a grapefruit. He wore it like a hat. I saw someone under my kitchen table talking to my old tomcat. They were talking about a hockey, and the cat was talking back. Along about then, everything went black. Wasn't that a party? I'm sure it's just my memory playing tricks on me. But I think I saw my buddy cutting down my neighbor's tree. Could have been the whiskey. Might have been the gin. Could have been the 3 or 4 6-packs, I don't know. But look at the mess I'm in. My head is like a football. I think I'm gonna die. She'll meet me, oh me, oh my. Wasn't that a party? So you see, Your Honor, it was all in fun. The little bitty track meet down on Main Street was just to see if the cops could run. Well, they run us in to see you in an alcoholic haze. I sure can use those 30 days to recover from the party. Could have been the whiskey, might have been the gin. Could have been the 3 or 4 6-packs, I don't know.
embarrassing. She'll burp at anyone or anything. She's so revolting and disgusting and repulsive to me.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are back here at Whiskey Dicks, having some fun, getting the evening started off right.
Yeah, very classy.
There's nothing better than Crazy J liking drunk chicks. Make some noise, drunk chicks.
Yay, drunk chicks. Come on, T.
All right. And
come
I know
on,
that
Sarah.
I know that
here.
We have
come on, Connie.
And I know that we have a bar full of men out there that like drunk chicks, right, guys?
Yes.
All right.
Hello. That sounded terrible. I don't know why you're here tonight, but I think you're here to see drunk chicks. All right? Come on,
drunk
yell.
Chicks.
Woo! So you guys have to do your duty. After this, we're going to buy them a drink, and then after that, you're going to have to buy them a drink, okay?
All right. Well, I asked for four girls, and I got five, so I'm not going to complain about that.
We got some pretty hot girls up here, too.
Well, we wait for the beers to make their way up here. Rebecca, who do we have?
Well, I have Lindsay on the end. I have our good friend Laura. I've got T. I've got Connie and then Sarah. Yes. Who's with these girls? Raise your hand. Who's with these girls? Woo!
All right. Now, I'm thinking, ladies, you also know this is part of the belching contest, too, correct?
Yeah, we're going to do.
So if you feel after you chug your beer you need to belch, do it immediately. You can participate, Rebecca. You can't win, though.
I don't.
And I love it because none of these women have said, what do we win? They think it's just... They think it's just
glory.
They think it's just free beer, and I'm good with that, but
I'm down.
We do have a prize.
So, Jay, what do they win?
Well, there's only one winner. There's no second, third, fourth, or place. You know, it's just one. First place, that's it.
I'll give you a big, sloppery, wet kiss if you get second.
Wow.
Or third, or fourth, or
they got to be drunker than that, train wreck. Right now, though, the first place, the person to win... The belching contest gets two tickets to see Anthony Cools. Yay!
What? I don't know if you guys have seen Anthony Cools, but he's awesome.
So
he made me humiliate myself over and over.
And now it's on YouTube.
And if you want to see the video of me humiliating myself, you can go to www.rockingcomedyshow.com.
Now, come on. Everybody in the bar, we're going to need your participation.
Absolutely. Everybody come forward.
If you know one of these ladies, root for them as loud as you possibly can get.
Absolutely.
Make some noise. You know, we are taping this show, so we'll be up on the internet later.
Yeah, you guys can hear yourself on the show.
And then when you go, woo, you can be like, that was me.
That was me.
And you can do whatever you want with it. But on the count of three, we want the whole bar to...
Wait, do we have judges? Who's going to be a judge?
Well, you're standing right there.
Okay, I'm the judge.
The first girl to drink their entire beer wins, and then we want to hear some belching. All right, ladies? All right, on the countdown bar, let's count it down. 3, 2, 1,
go! And
She's dripping all over her tits. That's nice.
Come on, Laura. Oh, my God. Chug, have you guys seen Sarah? Holy shit.
Chug.
Sarah. Yeah. Come on, Sarah.
Come on, Sarah. Let's do this.
Come on, T.
Come on.
Come on, Connie. Oh, my God. We have a winner.
Yeah.
That would be Sarah.
All right.
Absolutely amazing. I don't even know a guy out there could do that.
All right.
Finish amazing.
Him. Now finish him up, ladies, because we want to hear you burp.
Yes,
I truly immature, but I love it.
I think T wants to go first. She feels one coming on. All right, T.
Oh, nice.
That was a 3-barter.
Nice.
All right, who's next?
Who's next?
Oh, Sarah, I know you got one in there.
Come on, let's do this. Oh, we'll come back. We'll come back. We'll give her one more chance.
Right.
What about her? And she was our winner, too.
Come on. You can do it. I know you can, Laura.
If Laura can do anything, it's burping. That's pretty sure.
Laura!
Come on. Give them some support, guys.
Laura! It's not there. It's not. No.
That didn't work.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
All right, come on. Come on.
Connie, you got a burp in
Rebecca,
there?
Rebecca, here's a prize to make it sweeten the deal.
Let's sweeten the deal.
This is a vibrator for the winner. Vibrator, all right?
To sweeten the deal, we've got a Junior Mint vibrator. So if there's a girl in the house that thinks that she can do better, I think you should come up because this is awesome. Does it have batteries in it? God damn it, it doesn't.
No, but I've got the batteries.
He's got the batteries. Now, I don't know about you, but that's the perfect size. I mean, not for the inside, just for the outside.
Only the Rockin' Comedy Show gives out vibrators for prizes, ladies and gentlemen.
The name of the vibrator is called the Junior Mint Massager, 5-inch and pocket size.
There you go.
I think T has won it. But just for shits and giggles, why don't we get a man up here to see if he can do a burp?
Yeah, come on,
guys. He doesn't get the vibrator, but I'd like to see a man come up here and do a burp.
We can get... Wait, Rebecca.
Come on. What guy in here can throw me a good burp?
Rebecca, we can give the guys a quick lay vibrator.
All right, for you guys, you can get the quick lay vibrator, and you can surprise your woman, unlike you normally do. All right, what guy can come up here and give me a nice good burp?
Come on, guys,
listen,
don't be ashamed.
I will come down there and get you, but you're the man. All right. Come on, turn around, gorgeous. What's your name?
I don't know if they heard that, Seth. Oh, my God. That was awesome.
And you are the winner of the Quick Lay Vibrator. Thank you so much. Yay!
What? The guy in the blue bandana, let him. He wants to do one right there.
All right, we got someone else who wants to try. We want to keep your pretty ass up here.
Yeah. Come on.
You're about to burp, right?
Let's do it.
Let's see you chug it again and burp. Or you could queef, whatever works.
Whoa. Not this close to me.
It's that kind of contest. Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Sorry, guys. I think that good try, but the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And I thank you so much. You won our chugging contest.
That's
but
right.
The Junior Mint Vibrator goes to T.
Yeah.
Now, Jay, give up those fucking batteries.
Here you go, T. Right here.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Connie.
To our chug winner.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, T. Thank you, Laura. Thank you so much, Lindsay. We appreciate it.
We need to get her information for the tickets.
What do I need to give her?
The one that won, we need the information for the tickets.
Oh, okay, yes.
Email. Tell us to give her email address. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more of the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Thank you guys for participating. Woo!
Hey, Mike, don't you think 12 inches is kind of big?
Dude, it's huge, but I can handle it. I've done it before.
When?
Last week. Twice.
Wow, and how did you feel afterward?
Well, I was pretty full, not gonna lie.
So, has this become a weekly thing with you?
Well, I'm not trying to set a record or anything. I mean, come on, don't you think anything more than 12 inches is just ridiculous for one person?
Well, I guess I'll watch you today and see how it goes. But I think I'm going to try the meatloaf.
Yep, got to go with that 12-inch pizza again. Although, the Big Dick's burger does look good, too.
Wow, I've never been so gay for a 12-inch pizza in my life. Go check out Whiskey Dick's, located on 2750 East Craig Road. See you there.
Attention race fans, are you ready for the experience of a lifetime? Come down and experience the feel of real racing at Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. Sunday. Located at 4288 South Polaris in fabulous Las Vegas, just minutes from the strip, Fast Lap will strap you into a 200cc open-wheel rocket of adrenaline for the racing experience of a lifetime. And if you mention the Rockin' Comedy Show Sunday through Friday night, you'll get three races for $25. How much? I said $25. Oh, my God! Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. You gotta be there!
Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing opens Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Visit www.fastlaplv.com or www.rockincomedyshow.com for more details.
Hey, this is Crazy Jay from the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I'm here with...
It's Mark Curry, and this is real deal stuff coming from the basement.
Are you getting ready to try some Zip Fizz over there?
Mm-hmm. Zip Fizz makes me feel like a man. Every time I come on the Rockin' Comedy Show, I have a Zip Fizz, and I fly home. Yeah. Oh, this is good.
That's good, right?
The fizz is good.
Yeah, keep you up for your show tonight.
Yeah, gives you 4 to 6 hours of energy right there.
So check out ZipFizz.com for where it's sold.
Hi, this is Dr. Demento, and I'm proud to bring you the world's greatest disc jockey, Crazy J.
Ooh, I'm just a right amount of drunk.
Spend all my money now, son. You're wrong, but I'm the right amount.
scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble and have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. I don't want soda, no bubble gum. You got what I want, just serve me some. Since my baby's been gone, everything's lost. I'm on this kick and I can't get off. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. My woman started me on this spree. I can't find her and she can't find me. She left this morning, said she wouldn't stay. She's been out all night and it's the break of day. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One more nip and make it strong. I got to find my baby, it takes all night long. One scotch, one. One bourbon, one beer. One
liquored up on the weekends, drinking like a fool, chasing Cuervo shooters with anything that's cool. All the girls got pretty, all the guys were pals, sucking down the barley, tipping over cows. Then Johnny got a D-wee, Dewey lost his wife, Mikey rolled his pickup and punched a Barney pipe, and Dee's skin turned yellow, Raju got the shakes. Life ain't been this sober since our ride days were fake. All my favorite drunks have given up drinking. They were cheating on our lives with Betty Ford. Well, they've all been raising hell since their two-step turned to 12. And all my favorite drunks have given up drinking. Johnny's in recovery. Joey's in AA. Mikey's drying out at Wilbur Mills, VA. Hey. Andy calls his sponsor. Roger drinks the sharps. With everybody quitting, it's Jimon and a star. All my favorite drunks have given up drinking. Now they were cheating on our lives with Betty Ford. Well, they've all been raising hell since their two-step turned to 12. And all my favorite drunks have given up drinking. Well, now we can still hop the bars while the livers are getting pinker. But minimum 12 drink covers make babies
the designated drinker. I've given up drinking. I've never cheated on our lives with Betty Ford. Well, they've all quit raising hell since the two step turned to 12. And all my favorite drunks, I've given up drinking. Everybody, all my favorite drunks, I've given up drinking. For they were cheating on our lives with Betty Ford.
DJ here at Whiskey Dick.
Yes. Woo. What's your name again, DJ?
Brett. I just
Brett. I know. I thought you said Brent. I was confused. Thank you, Brent. That was awesome.
All right, Whiskey Dicks, make some noise because we are partying here
Whiskey
on a Friday
Dicks,
night.
Come on. Make some noise or I'll come and get you, Sunglass Girl.
Who's drinking out there?
Woo! I love Sunglass Girl.
Really, we're in a bar and nobody's drinking? Let's try that again.
They're too busy playing games.
Drinking out there?
Let's give a shout out to our winner, Sarah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sarah. She got tickets to Anthony Cools, who is the number one hypnotist in Las Vegas, one of the top hypnotists in the world.
Just voted again, number one.
What?
Just voted again, number one.
Always voted number one hypnotist. If you can't get out and see a show, it's absolutely amazing. If you want to humiliate your friends, bring them. And we want to give another shout out to T over here. Thank you, T. You did the best burp.
And won a vibrator.
And I didn't get the name of the tall guy who won the Milky Way vibrator. He was pretty sweet.
That was the Milky Lay vibrator.
Ooh, listen, I love my vibrator. I use it every chance I get. Oh, yeah.
By the way, my name is Vibrator.
I use vibrator every time I get.
But we got a lot of people there. Anybody celebrating anything out there? Special occasion? Or you just like Whiskey Dicks? I think it's a good place to come and party.
You know what I like about this place, Jay?
What is that?
Is that it looks like a place that everybody comes all the time.
At least these people.
At least they're here. This is a great bar because usually these kind of bars off the side of the highway don't look as classy as this one.
And they have what you like, a 12-inch pizza.
12-inch pizza. I hear the pizza here is really good.
It is really good. I had it earlier.
Just to let you guys know, you can catch our show at www.rockincomedyshow.com. Like I've been telling you guys, we get about 20,000 downloads a week. You can also get us free on iTunes. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook.
It's free on the website, too, not
free
just iTunes. Everywhere.
No, we charge you a penny. But anyways, I think you guys should all be a part of the ground floor because we are going to be on satellite radio soon enough. And you can always say, look, I used to listen to them when they used to play at Wicks Dicks.
When they were nothing.
So who here tonight is going to have a Whiskey Dick? If you're a girl, point to your guy.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy in the hat right here. Whiskey Dick.
Anybody celebrating anything out there?
Celebrating?
Yeah. Like, there's big groups out here.
We got to
be something.
Oh, man. We don't need to talk about no celebrating.
Well, we know that Krista is celebrating her birthday.
Krista?
Where's Krista?
Let's sing Krista happy birthday. I insist.
Come on. Billy, we need you for this for a sec. Come on.
All right, Krista?
Krista?
Where's Krista?
Where's Krista?
Krista.
She's celebrating her 48th birthday today.
Rhonda. 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 I'm going to go get this bitch.
I don't know. Billy, where'd you go? We're going to get Billy to do it. Billy, come here. Don't walk away from me, Billy, when I'm talking to you. Grab one of these mics. We need you, because you claim you're a singer in a band, so we're going to let you sing here for a little second. Is that the only birthday in the house? Is Krista? Nobody else celebrating a birthday? Come on, don't be shy. Stand right there next to Billy. Is your dream come true?
At least she's celebrating right.
That's right.
With a beer and a cigarette. Should I sing this like Marilyn?
You sing it any way you want.
All right, we're going to sing Happy Birthday here. You ready? Not really. You ready, Jay?
I'm ready.
Wait,
where's the train wreck?
What?
Where's the train wreck?
Where's my what?
The train wreck, Rebecca.
My train wreck?
Yeah, where's Rebecca?
Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Where's my future ex-wife?
Rebecca. Where's Seth Turner? Where's Seth Turner?
There she is.
Where's Seth Turner? Come on up here, Seth. Here's the other mic.
Hello, hello.
Maybe we should sing it like the national anthem.
Come on, give it. Let him say something. Here, say it in here.
I know my way around a mic.
All right, I think everybody out there knows this song.
Say something.
Travis.
Thank you very much. That's your name, Travis?
I'm singing Happy Birthday for this girl. What's her name?
Her name is Krista.
Kristen?
Krista.
Krista.
No, Krista's wife's name.
We're all doing it together.
Okay, we are.
It's Krista's birthday, right?
Krista.
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 We got it. Here we go.
Are we ready?
Blah, 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 blah,
ready?
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, wait, Rebecca's involved in this bullshit?
Happy if anybody likes the sound of pterodactyls or two cats
Rebecca
fucking in a blender, that's me.
I swear I can sing too.
Here we go.
Okay,
we go.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Krista. Happy birthday to you.
Woo! That's how it's done. Nice job, Travis.
Yeah, who wants to give her a birthday spanking? Pull her pants down. Thank you, Krista. I love you.
Please don't encourage that.
She is a very good friend of the Rock and Comedy Show.
Krista, we have a little gift here for you on your birthday.
Krista,
it is a Lifesaver vibrator.
Lifesaver vibrator. Thank
there you go.
God.
There it is.
That is sweet.
It don't have batteries.
You could just use your Depends like you normally do. Or you can do like Rhonda.
Well, it's Sunday morning and the sun is shining in my eye that is opened and my head is spinning. Was the life of the party. I can't stop grinning. I had too much tequila last night. Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I'd like to drink you with a little salt and lime. Did I kiss all the cowboys? Did I shoot out the lights? Did I dance on the bar? Did I start a fight? Now wait a minute, things don't look too familiar. And who is this cowboy who's sleeping beside me? Well, he's awful cute, but how'd I get his shirt on? I had too much tequila last night. Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I'd like to drink you with a little salt and lime. Did I kiss all the cowboys? Did I shoot out the lights? Did I dance on the bar? Did I start any fights? Shooters, I'd love to drink them down. Come on, bartender, let's have another round. Well, the music is playing and my spirits are high. Tomorrow might be painful, but tonight we're gonna fly. Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I like to drink you with a little salt and lime. Every time we get together, I sure have a time. You're my friend, you're the best, me amigo.
came crawling home last night by many nights before. Finally made it to my feet as she opened up the door. And she said, you're not gonna do this anymore. She said, I'm gone hire a wino to decorate our home. So you'll feel more at ease here and you won't need to roam. We'll take out the dining room table. We'll put a bar along that wall. And a neon sign will point the way to our bathroom down the hall. She said, just bring those Friday paychecks and I'll cash them all right here. And I'll keep on tap for all your friends, their favorite kind of beer. And for you, I'll always keep in stock those soft aluminum cans. And when you're feeling macho, you can crush them like a man. She said, we'll rip out all the carpet and put sawdust on the floor. Serve hard-boiled eggs, pretzels, and I won't cook no more. There'll be Monday night football on TV above the bar. And a payphone in the hallway when your friends can't find their car. She said, I'm gonna hire a wino to decorate our home. So you'll feel more at ease here and you won't need to roam. We'll take out the dining room table and put a bar along that wall. And a neon sign will point the way to our bathroom down the hall. She said, you'll get friendly service and for added atmosphere. I'll slip on something sexy and I'll cut it clear to here. Then you can slap my bottle every time you tell a joke. Just as long as you keep tipping, well, I'll laugh until you're broke. She said, instead of a family quarrel, we'll have a barroom brawl. When the Helms Bear says it's closing time, you won't have far to crawl. And when you run out of money, you'll have me to thank. You can sleep it off next morning while I'm putting it in the bank. She said, I'm gonna hire a wino to decorate our home. So you feel more at ease here and you all need to roam. Then when you and your friends get off from work and you have a powerful thirst, well, there won't be any reason why you can't stop off here first. She said, I'm gonna hire a wino
when you
decorate our home. So you feel more at ease here and you all need to roam.
Rockin' Comedy Show. In just a few minutes, we are going to rock.
What are we going to do?
We are going to rock the stage with the third degree.
With what?
The third degree.
The third degree? Who's down for hearing the third degree and not my annoying voice?
Woo! I'm on my fourth adios, motherfucker, so I'm feeling pretty good.
What is in an adios, motherfucker?
A little piece of heaven and deliciousness.
My pussy's not in there.
That's why it's extra special.
So says the wall in the bathroom.
Anyway,
if anybody else out there has a birthday, we'd love to sing it to you. So come on up here.
What about the girl out there that can tell the dirtiest joke? I have one more vibrator.
We have one more prize. What girl out there has the dirtiest joke? Come on, girls. Come on down.
I know there's girls out there that tell dirty jokes.
Rayman, I hear this girl has a dirty joke. What's her name, Rayman? Raymond. What's her name? Jane?
Shannon.
Shannon, get your ass up here. I hear you have a dirty joke. I'll come and get you. You can't hide. All right, this is Shannon. She's a good friend of the Rocket Comedy Show, and she's about to tell a dirty joke for a vibrator.
But it's got to be real dirty. And if I beat you to the punchline, you don't win.
But I already got my purse.
Take your purse off.
It doesn't come.
It's Crazy Jay.
What a dumb thing to do.
I feel like I'm getting dumber by the minute.
Mom, am I dumb?
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
Okay, nothing better than dead air on the radio show. All right, let's hear it.
No, Italian.
There is a girl telling a dirty joke here at Whiskey Dick's on the stage. Come on.
She's a pump faker. She ain't got no goddamn joke. All right.
Denied.
So listen.
I want
this
a girl.
This pirate walked in
the
bar
joke.
And he had a steering wheel on his penis. And so the bartender says, "Excuse me, sir, you have a steering wheel on your penis." He said, "Arr, and it's driving me nuts."
You're in a bar called Whiskey Dick's.
All right. So what gentleman out there has a dirty joke?
Can I do one as Gilbert Godfrey?
Yes.
All right, I'll do it. I'll do a Gilbert Godfrey impression.
Awesome.
An older Jewish man is walking through the woods. He comes upon a lamp. He rubs the lamp, and a genie pops out. The genie says, "I'll grant you one wish." He says, "Well, you see this map here? This is called the Middle East. And there's been nothing but death and violence for hundreds of years in this area. Do you think you could bring peace to this area on the planet?" The genie says, "I can't do it. What else can I do for you?" He says, "Well, my wife for 40 years has never given me a blowjob. She's an old Jewish lady, and all I want is head one time before I die." The genie says, "Let me get another look at that map."
Give it up for Brent, ladies and gentlemen.
Excellent, yeah. Brent. Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, who else out there has a freaking stupid-ass joke?
Travis, do you have a dirty joke? I know he does. Look at him.
I know you do. Get your fucking ass up here. Oh, come on. Oh. This is actually our guest star. This is Seth Turner and the High Desert Drifters. He plays at Samstown all kinds. He's going to be playing here soon. When are you going to be playing?
Next week.
You want to hear some old school good country, and you can request anything. Oh, well, no, you got to do it on freaking tape. Get your ass up here.
Hey, did you ever hear about that old lady that got shot in the drive-by?
No.
Yeah, she got shot under the left titty. She got shot in the thigh.
Nice. That's good. I like it.
That's the kind of jokes I like.
You only got a little bit of slobber on the mic. All right, Seth Turner, if you want to play here next week, you got to freaking give us a joke.
I just want to point out, I don't want people to get confused about Seth Turner and the High Desert Drifters, because there's also Chris Hears and the High Desert Drifters.
Oh, yeah, Chris Hears. If you want to catch them, they're in Cadillac Ranch.
Is anybody listening?
Yes.
Okay, so there's three old cowboys
just
sitting around
like
a campfire talking
shows.
About how tough they are. I don't knock the squeegee out of your hand when you're working. Jesus Christ,
shut
up.
Come on.
So anyway, there's three old cowboys sitting around a campfire talking about how tough they are. This one old cowboy from Oklahoma says, "You know what? I'm tough." Says, "I was on a drive like this years ago, and one night I was out on watch, and something spooked my horse. She went to bucking, and I went down this cliff into a pet of rattlesnakes, and I fought off every one of them sons of bitches. I climbed back up the cliff, finished my watch, and finished that cattle drive." He says, "I'm tough." Old cowboy from Texas says, "Hell, that ain't shit. I was on a drive like this years ago, and one morning right before Chuck, whole goddamn herd started stampeding. Every one of them sumbitch and dogies run right across the top of my back. But I got my horse, I headed off to stampede, and I finished that cattle drive." He goes, "I'm a tough sumbitch." Old cowboy from South Dakota, he don't say nothing. He just laughs and stirs a fire with his dick.
Yay!
That was great. I asked for a joke, not
That's
a story.
Great. And joke. Seth Turner will be playing with the High Desert Drifters next Friday. And like I said, they're awesome. I've requested the most dumbass shit, and they'll actually play it. I requested Rawhide from the Blues Brothers. I requested Glenn Campbell. I did request Juice Newton, but he turned me down. I don't know why.
But
all right, I got one more shot for somebody out there with a terrible joke, and here he comes. He's a Colts fan.
Wow.
Speak up. Come on, speak all up.
Right. Here's the joke. You ready?
We're ready.
Are you guys ready?
I'm ready. Yell for him, so get off stage.
Yeah, you gotta yell. All right. It's a dumbass joke, but here it goes. Two muffins are sitting in the oven. Two muffins. One muffin goes, man, it's getting hot in here. The second muffin goes, holy shit, a talking muffin.
Wait, it's holy shit what?
A talking muffin.
A talking muffin! That was awesome! All right, who's ready for some goddamn music?
All right, we're going to take a break and...
Where's Brett?
And we're going to get ready for the third degree coming up here in just a few minutes.
I can tell another shitty joke, but here comes Brett. He probably has some good music for you.
Brett,
Thank you guys.
Wait, Brett, you got one more joke?
You got one more joke, Brett?
No.
I've got one. Okay, so there's two guys, and they meet in a bar just like this. And one was a poor dirt farmer, and one was a rich millionaire. And they get to talking, and they realize that both of their wives' birthdays are the very next day. So the dirt farmer looks to the millionaire and said, what are you going to get your wife for her birthday? And he said, well, I'm going to get her a diamond ring and a Mercedes-Benz. He goes, why would you get her a car and a ring? He said, if she didn't like that there diamond ring, she getting that there Mercedes and take it back. Well, out of sheer curiosity, the rich millionaire asked the dirt farmer, well, what did you get your wife for her birthday? He said, I got her a pair of flip-flops and a dildo. He said, a flip-flops and a dildo? Why would you do that? He said, if she didn't like them there flip-flops, she'd go fuck herself.
Nice. Give it up for Rebecca. Yeah.
And
we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back after this.
Attention race fans, are you ready for the experience of a lifetime? Come down and experience the feel of real racing at Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. Sunday. Located at 4288 South Polaris in fabulous Las Vegas, just minutes from the strip, Fast Lap will strap you into a 200cc open-wheel rocket of adrenaline for the racing experience of a lifetime. And if you mention the Rockin' Comedy Show Sunday through Friday night, you'll get three races for $25. How much? I said $25. Oh, my God! Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. You gotta be there!
Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing opens Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Visit www.fastlaplv.com or www.rockingcomedyshow.com for more details.
Hey, Jace, where are we off to?
We're off to a place that's perfect for both of us, Mike.
Oh, yeah? Where's that?
Whiskey Dicks.
Oh, hell no.
No, seriously, Whiskey Dicks. They've got great food, awesome drinks, live entertainment.
What about karaoke?
Oh, they've got that, too. Plus, they've got the screen so we can watch the best big games in town.
My God, you're right. This place looks pretty amazing.
Amazing? This place is freaking awesome. You should have your man card revoked, Doria. Come check out Whiskey Dicks. It's one of the hottest hot spots in Las Vegas. Come check it out. It's located on 2750 East Craig Road. We'll see you there.
I'm crazy. No, wait. He's crazy. I'm whimsical. I'm whimsical Will. He's Crazy Jay. I've lost my mind. But hey, I'm listening to the Crazy Jay Show live.
Job's about to kill you, but you can't afford to quit it. Best advice that I can give you is drink more beer. When your truck keeps overheating, cause your radiator's leaking, wrap the brown bag at your feet and drink more beer. Drink more beer.
to the fridge and drink more beer. When your woman won't stop nagging about you getting on the wagon, lie and say you're cutting back and drink more beer. Drink more beer. Drink more beer. Take a can in your hand and be damned if your troubles don't up and disappear. If the lady you're making eyes at
Comedy Show. We're back here at Whiskey Dick's. Make some noise. People like you're having a good time.
No. Are you guys ready for Filthy Alibi?
Good, because they're not going up yet.
Third degree's going on first, so sorry for Filthy Alibi. Thank you guys so much for participating in everything, and please look us up at www.rockycomedyshow.com. Like I said, how many downloads a week do we get?
We get about 20,000. We did over 1 million downloads last year, so.
We hit the million mark awesome. Last year.
But our show is normally a little longer, but we're here to party today. So, you know, we're going to bring up the bands. We're going to be up on stage throughout the show. So, guys, thank you for being part of our listener party.
Absolutely. And listen, if you guys are in a band, please approach us or you're a comedian. We have local comedians or out-of-state comedians, but we really feature local bands. We really are proponents of the local band scene. And if you know someone that deserves to be on our show, please let us know. Or if you're a budding comedian, please let us know that too. We would love to have you on. So if you know someone out there that's in a band that's awesome but not better than Filthy Alibi and Third Degree,
we do have an email list over there you guys can get on, so you can
please sign up over here,
find out where you can join us. I mean, we are doing a lot of stuff this summer, like Insert Coins on Tuesday.
And if you guys haven't been to Insert Coins downtown, it's amazing. They've got all old school. Bye. You guys can see us at their next Friday right here. But Insert Coins is awesome. They have all the old school video games that you can imagine, and they have all the new video games, but they're like at tables, like at VIP tables. It's absolutely amazing. So please join us on what date?
That's going to be Tuesday the 21st.
Tuesday the 21st.
That's
all right.
This coming Tuesday.
Please join us. It is absolutely amazing. If this is going to be your first time, please show up.
And also coming up on the 17th.
Krista, we get it. It's your fucking birthday.
Also coming up on the 17th of July, we are doing the third annual Rockin' Comedy Show Celebrity Go-Kart Race.
For charity.
It's going to be awesome. It is to raise money for the Clark County Schools, so they can keep music in the schools instead of cutting the program. And you come out by a race. You get to race with local Las Vegas celebrities like Carrot Top, Anthony Cools.
I think Michael John's the other hypnotist. He's going to show up.
He's going to be there. So
we're going to have Kevin Burke from Defending the Caveman's going to come out.
So, you know, if you sign up on the email list or just visit us on the web at rockincomedyshow.com, you'll be able to get all that information.
And like Jay said, this all this money goes back to Clark County School Systems to pay for their music programs. So we are the nastiest fucking show on the planet, but we give back to schools.
We're going to have live bands out there, car wash. Some of the high schools are going to do car washes out there. Barbecue and all kinds of stuff. So it's going to be a great event. It's going to be an all-day thing.
And you
thing.
Can get all this on our website. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Please love us. Be a part of it.
And,
thank you.
Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to rock out with the Third Degree.
Third Degree. Thank you.